Crypto for America, America for Crypto. Jason, you are the crypto czar at Jaltech, our partners, our business partners there. And I guess it's not just Crypto for America. The whole world is participating in this.
Hi, Alec. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's pretty broad-based, the uptake of Bitcoin recently, but I mean, definitely catalyzed by Donald Trump's recent victory. Don't want to take too much of the shine away from your next guest, but definitely the Trump bump thing in crypto too.
Just explain that to us, Jason, why Bitcoin would have jumped as strongly as it has. We heard a little bit there from our partners at Bloomberg that it's to do with Trump being maybe easing regulations on Bitcoin. Are they really that tight under Biden that it'll make such a big difference?
Well, I mean, on Bitcoin specifically, the regulatory regime in the US isn't super unfriendly. We did have the SEC trying to block Bitcoin ETFs for quite some time, but eventually having to give up on that effort after some court rulings pushed back against their stance. But the regulatory regime for assets that could be considered securities, such as the burgeoning decentralized finance industry, where a lot of tokens have security-like characteristics, but no clear path to registration through the SEC's formal channels. And for assets like that, where the market is really expecting a more clear and simpler regulatory regime with some potential carve-outs from the securities legislation, I think that's where a lot of the positivity is coming from for crypto natives such as myself. On Bitcoin, yeah, definitely the Trump bump has a rising tide lifts all boats. Bitcoin, no exception. And I mean, I would say Bitcoin is outside of other crypto assets in the decentralized finance space. Bitcoin serves as a sort of gold-like asset, and there's some other kind of drivers that are supporting it there.
Well, a regular participant at the BizNews conference is Stafford Marcy, who's going to be with us again in March. He's a Bitcoin maximalist. He says, forget everything else, just go with Bitcoin. And I'm sure that Elon Musk would possibly agree with that. But more importantly is here in South Africa, we often have heard people saying Bitcoin is rubbish. They repeat what the late Charlie Munger said, it's rat poison. It doesn't mean anything. And yet in the US, you're finding a lot of smart money is going in there, particularly of late institutional investors. What's changed their minds?
Well, I mean, I think Bitcoin itself is a kind of a new paradigm in assets. I mean, it's the first sort of completely trustless asset that you don't need to hold physically while still be able to maintain its scarcity. And it's taken a lot of people a long time to kind of come around to that idea. Even there's no guarantee that will have any value just by itself. I mean, if you look at gold prices, for instance, a lot of the gold's value comes from a monetary premium that is a result of decades of use as money, centuries of use, should I say. And you sort of have this herd behavior, and it's just more of a social, the value is more of a social dynamic as opposed to a real, fundamental, tangible valued asset like oil or something that can be used in productive processes. It's a very interesting asset. And I think it's definitely here to stay. We've seen endorsement from a number of players in the financial industry recently, and we've seen a kind of a, maybe not a flood yet, but definitely some interest from pension funds around the world. Just last week, there was a pension fund in the UK that took a 3% position in Bitcoin, which is the highest I've seen. Every other pension fund that's dipping their toes, they're looking at a couple of bips of their portfolio. Whereas this UK pension fund with a 3% allocation, which is pretty ballsy, but it's paid off so far at least.
Well, our number one supporter of this program, Rob Hersoff, is pinging through quite a lot of his views and comments on this as we are talking. He's buying Bitcoin. It's up 84% this year to date. Is it time for a breather?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of a pullback recently. I mean, there's definitely positive angles out of the Trump election, but there are also some worrying signs that may impact risk assets more broadly. If his tariff policies and his austerity measures in government that have at least been espoused, if those do result in a broad-based recession in the US, that could definitely be detrimental to Bitcoin, as well as pretty much all risk assets. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised just to see a little bit of a pullback here. But equally, I wouldn't be surprised for us to just sort of go off to the races here. Generally, once we've reached all time highs and we enter sort of a price discovery period of time, where really it's anyone's guess where prices sort of level out to.
Jason, in the BizNews portfolio, we put 2% into Bitcoin, and we took a geared position through a company called MicroStrategy. As a consequence of MicroStrategy's incredible run, that 2% is now 8%. Would you recommend to your clients at Jaltic, clearly you're in charge of Bitcoin or crypto there, so you'd be telling them to have some. What is the percentage of their portfolios that you would be recommending they hold today?
I mean, it obviously depends on your individual circumstances, but as kind of a rule of thumb, no more than 5% for your average investor. And for most people, anything over 2% is probably not going to be advisable. But if you understand the industry, you have a strong view on Bitcoin, and you've done your own research, a higher allocation might make sense in your personal circumstances. And for me personally, I'm quite young. I break those rules of thumbs quite significantly.
Jason Waltz is with Jaltic, and thank you for your contribution today, Jason, for giving us some insights into the Bitcoin story.